Hey, this is the Bud Man, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. Last Sunday in 2018. With me today is Danielle Plume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And we're from Frontgate Realty, of course, where your home sold guaranteed or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555 or 407-566-2555. And usually we have Chris Urban here from Butler Mortgage. And the reason he's not here is because his wife had a baby recently. And yep. So they're enjoying the holidays. And so it's just Danielle and I today, and we've got lots of great stuff to talk about in regards to purchasing a home or selling a home or whatever you want to do. There's always good stuff that's going on, and I've had multiple people talk to me what's going to happen with the market and everything, and of course, no crystal ball. And even though the interest rates went up a couple of weeks ago with the Fed, the interest rates went down after that, so there's no rhyme or reason necessarily for all of this stuff, and everybody gets in a panic, and there's really no reason to.
Yeah, none whatsoever. I mean, it's just the way that the cookie crumbles. Some days it's going to be higher, some days it's going to be lower. You know, the market is where it's at. I think it's a great market. You know, I mean, people are buying homes maybe that they never thought they could. People are selling homes, making a little bit of a dollar here and there. So it's great.
No, it actually is. And when you look at Central Florida and what's going mm-hmm. on in general, there is so much building and everything that's going on. There are some things that we're going to talk about today as in regards to how many people are moving here. And that's obviously why we need more housing than what exists and everything today.
Exactly. I saw an article I read the other day that said in the last 10 years, Florida has welcomed 2.5 million people.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's obviously people that we know about. I mean, you know, maybe the ones that we don't know about, probably an extra million or so.
Right.
You know, so exactly why we need the building. We need the housing. We need, you know, the economy is just booming and it's moving and it's bringing it in.
And when you're looking at rentals out there, the price of those, in my opinion, is pretty steep, but it is what it is. I mean, there is not anything less like probably an average 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment is in the neighborhood of $1,400.
Oh yeah, definitely. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So that's just an average one. That's not a high end one. That's just in your everyday neighborhood. So if you're paying less than that, you know, hang on to it. And if you're going out there and you're looking for something, I mean, generally that's about how much it is, which is a pretty hefty payment. And you can buy usually somewhere in the neighborhood of a $200,000 house, including your taxes and insurance and everything, for that same amount.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. So might as well have something of your own.
Exactly. And so there's a lot of things that you should actually consider when it comes mm-hmm. to selling your house or buying a house. And we're actually in January. I believe it's going to be the 19th. We're still firming up the details and we'll have more next week, but we're actually going to be doing a home buying seminar mm-hmm. that'll be on a Saturday that we'd like to invite all of you guys to, and we'll tell you how to sign up for it when we know exactly the date and where it's going to be and everything. But I believe it's going to be January 19th, and we're looking at that Winter Garden and Ocoee area is where mm-hmm. we're going to be doing the first one, and then we'll probably do another one down on the south side in Kissimmee, and we'll try to get them all over the area. But January 19th is going to be our first one where we can actually go through, where we'll have, you know, Chris from Butler Mortgage will be there so that you guys can actually sit down and talk to them and find out what the scoop is. And Equitable Title, who we work with all the time and everything, they'll be here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically going to be having this seminar. So if you have any questions that you're feeling like you don't get answered, then we're more than happy to sit down, and we'll be there as long as we need to be after the presentation. We're just going to do a presentation for about an hour, and then after that it'll be pretty much question and answer and being able to meet with people one-on-one.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a great day.
Yeah, totally. I can't wait because I think it's going to be great. I mean, a lot of people always think, you know, what do I need to do? They're sometimes shy. They don't really know who to ask, where to get questions from, you know, things like that, or the answers from. And this is going to be a great time to find out. I mean, you're probably qualified. A lot of people always come to me too, and they always never think they qualify. And then all of a sudden they get the approval and they're like, oh my gosh, I can.
You know, exactly.
So it's awesome.
It is. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you just call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So moving on, and when you're thinking about, you know, where you want to go and what kind of neighborhood and everything, we've got some how-tos of how to find the perfect neighborhood. And one of the first things that you can do, and a lot of people do, is that they check it out online, because there's so many sites out there that you can do that. And we actually have one of those sites, too, that's searchforhomesinorlando.com. But when you're checking it out online, the most amazing thing to me is that a lot of people think that when they get there, that the neighborhood is going to be exactly like the pictures. And that is not true at all. A lot of times, many times it is. But the checking it out online to maybe see what it looks like and then actually getting there, because there's a different feel, a different vibe and everything when you actually get there. So that's the first thing is check it out. The second thing is scout it out, because it really doesn't make sense to go ahead and look and decide on a neighborhood without actually being there and seeing it and feeling it and all of those kinds of things.
Yeah, I highly recommend that. I mean, the change is from night and day when you drive through. So it's good to drive through in the morning at the wee hours, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, let's say. Then maybe come back during the afternoon, definitely go at nighttime, and definitely on the weekends, because you're going to see what kind of activity is out there, what kind of neighbors are there, maybe what people are doing with, you know, maybe their trash, things like that, just to see and say, okay, you know what, this is not bad. I like it. I've been here 5 days this week and I haven't seen nothing that catches my eye. Or I've been here 5 days and, oh my gosh, I think we need to skip it. So it's a great way to go.
Yeah, there is a neighborhood that we had a house on the market and it's sold now, but the hardest thing that we had to overcome was the neighborhood. The house was great. Everything was renovated and all that. But it was just a neighborhood that was, the streets were a little narrower.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of cars parking on the street that were kind of on grass and stuff. And so it was in an HOA and it was in a gated community, but it still had all that stuff going on. And it was such a turnoff. And basically, the bottom line is that there were a lot of households that had four bedrooms or so, and they had the kids, and the kids were getting older. And so all of the kids had a car, and there wasn't enough room in the driveway, and there definitely wasn't enough room in the garage. And so as a result of it, it was spilling out. And that was something that was really difficult to overcome for that, because all of the feedback from almost every showing that
every
we had
almost,
was that, you know, we didn't like the neighborhood. And when you thought about the neighborhood, and what was the only thing that was happening with it was the abundance of cars with really no good place for them to park.
Yeah.
And it really does cause a problem. So it's something that you have to look at and feel and know that that's exactly what's going to make sense for you. And so after you scout it out, the next thing that you want to do in finding out about a neighborhood is, how far is it from your job? Because or schools or whatever, you know, the things that you do on a consistent basis. Because the problem is that all of us have things that we do as habits. And even if we move, we're still going to do certain things. You might still go to the same church. You might still have the same job, hopefully, and everything. So when it comes down to that, you might not like as far as you're going to have to go. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Plume. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
She's also from Frontgate Realty. And at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So, you know, I ran into this article that says that 34% of the people say it's a good time to buy, and 37% of the people say it's a bad time to buy. So basically, like we were talking about last segment, it comes down to what is a good time to buy for you. And that's what I think is basically the bottom line. Everybody's needs are different. And as we head into 2019, there are definitely going to be a lot of people that are going to want to make a move at the beginning of the year or start to think about it at the beginning of the year. It always happens. The inventory always increases that first couple of weeks in January, and people decide it's time to start deciding what they want to do and their goals for 2019. Many of them are to actually get into a house or to change houses or whatever, somewhere around that vein. And I always think that the time for you to move is when the time is right for you, when it works for your circumstances. Mm-hmm. It honestly doesn't matter that much what is going on with the economy. Although in the same study, it says that 59% of the people think that the economy is continuing to improve and everything is getting better. And it is. And the thing is that when you're looking at that, when you're looking at a home, it generally is a long-term play for you. So it doesn't matter what's going on with the economy. It just matters of what's going on with you. For example, I bought my house in 2000 when I moved to Central Florida. And what the deal on that is that there's been a lot of ups in the market since 2000, and there's been downs, and it's up significantly from when I first bought it. But the thing is that since I didn't do anything during those ups and downs, the ups and downs really don't affect me. My payment's the same.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what happens with anything else because it just depends on what's going on with me.
Yeah.
And so if I wanted to go ahead and do something else, then that would be obviously okay and everything too. And I've built equity along the years because of it. But when you are looking at a house, it's a long-term pay. So long-term play. So for the most part, when people are looking at it, they're looking at it from the standpoint of what is my down payment that I'm going to do? And can I afford to give that up and still have my emergency fund or whatever? And then what is it going to cost me monthly? And does that make sense for myself and my family as well? And when you're doing that, then it makes complete sense to just go ahead and pull the trigger, in my opinion. If that doesn't make sense, then obviously you've got something else and other choices and options and things that you need to do. But that's what you really need to look at, because that's really what it's all about. Whatever is happening out here in the stratosphere really doesn't make any difference or anything at all. When I was talking to somebody the other day, they were telling me that they're going to move and do all of this stuff. And they've got a very beautiful house right now, and their kids are in the great school district of where they want them and everything. And they're sitting on a 3% loan is what they're is what they're sitting on. And I'm like, well, you know that if you do move, you're going to pay significantly more just an interest on what you get. Even if you get a smaller house, their payment would probably be the same amount on a smaller house on what they're paying now on the larger house that they have. Wow. And so to a certain extent, does that really kind of stifle the market? Of course, it plays a part, but it just depends on what your circumstances are in regards to, you know, I've got five more kids and I need to have room for them or whatever is going on. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the News Talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call us at 407 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And basically, when we're looking at it, there's 29% of the people out there, 29% said it's difficult to qualify for a mortgage. And 30% of you out there believe that it's somewhat difficult to apply for a mortgage. And the bottom line is that sometimes it's harder than what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's easier than what you think.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, we appreciate Butler Mortgage that, you know, they are actually on the show with us most of the time. But they do a great job in making sure that we go through all the heavy lifting of getting the loan way before you even find a house. So once you found that house, it's really not a big deal in regards to the mortgage. So if you're going to go through what you consider a nightmare getting the mortgage, you're going to go through it way before you've even identified a house. So you're not going to have that problem of something falling through at mm-hmm. the last minute. Or, well, obviously, I mean, things can happen, you know, that you lose a job or something like that.
Yeah, But
9 times out of 10 in when we're looking at it, or 99 out of 100, you're going to end up being exactly where you want to be when you want to be there. And it's going to be a smooth sailing process because you've done your headaches up front. And that's basically what it comes down to, is that when you do that work up front, then you don't run into problems as you're going along. And I think that that's really important to make sure that you know all of that stuff up front, that you've already gone through the pre-approval process. They've checked all your assets. They've checked your income. They've checked all of your credit and everything to see if there's any challenges with it. And if there are, then the decision might be, hey, let's wait 30 days and do this, this, and this to make things perfect. And then you're good to go and everything as well. So it basically comes down to planning.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time of year, everybody's, you know, winding up the party mode, but then you're to start planning for the new year. And so planning to buy a house is really a good thing for you to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no better New Year's resolution is to work on your credit, save some money, and buy a house.
Right.
You know, I mean, I have so many people that are reaching out to me. Oh, I can't wait till 2019, you know, because this is when they're planning on doing it. And I can't see anything better. I mean, it's better than a weight loss resolution. You know, why not say, you know what, my goal this year is doing this, and I'll be in a house, you know, by the end of the year or something, whatever.
Exactly. And so when you're looking at it, you know, even though it might not be that you're going to do something today mm-hmm. in regards to making a decision to I'm going to buy XYZ house.
Yep.
But what you could make a decision to do is that I am going to buy that house. And so in order to do that, a good way to plan is to actually give us a call, and we can put you in touch with the right people to make yep. sure that you are ready when the time is right. Because if your credit score is a difference, I believe it's somewhere around every 5 points or 20 points. It's not a whole lot of points that makes a difference in your interest rate that you're going to be paying.
Yeah.
And so the better that you can get yourself prepared, and as we've talked before, a lot of those things that you find online in regards to credit aren't necessarily accurate in regards to you getting a mortgage, because they look at them differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so you definitely want to sit down with the professionals and say, okay, in June, I'm planning on getting a house. And so am I ready, or what can I do so that I can be in a better position
Correct.
When June hits?
Yep.
And when you do that, you're just golden, and you're going to sail through the process
mm-hmm.
and everything. And when we look at what's going to happen with the market, are the prices going to go up or the prices going to go down, based on what we've seen and what all the indications are, is that the houses will still go up slightly.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily go up like several thousand. I mean, well, depending on the house, it might go up several thousand, but they go up incrementally. And so the difference might be a difference of 2 or 3,000. It might be 5 or 10,000, but it's not going to be something that's overwhelming. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold guaranteed or we'll buy it to discuss the sale of your home. You can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So looking at New Year's resolutions and talking about that, and I thought that we would go over the top 10 most expensive mistakes you're making on your home, because these are little things that you can do in order to make things different.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do those, then that's a good resolution. You might be reducing your power bill or your water bill or just maintaining your house with doing things now. It's going to make a difference in regards to what the payments that you might have to make in the future. So the first one on our list is using traditional light bulbs. And the LED bulbs have come so far from where they were 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That they look great. They have all of the different all of the different warmness of the tone, mm-hmm. or the coolness of the tone, depending on what you want. So there's really no reason not to use those light bulbs. And they do save you a ton of money on electricity. And when it comes to the summer here in Central Florida, it saves on the heat that's going on in your house, because those light bulbs, those old light bulbs definitely give off some heat and everything as well, that even a little bit of heat is something when it's 90 degrees outside that makes your air conditioner work a little bit less. So the first thing, like we said, is don't use traditional light bulbs. So that's an easy fix for many of you. And they usually have those big packs that you can buy.
Yeah, I bought for the place that I just moved into. I mean, the guy actually had already LED light bulbs, which I was really surprised because there's a lot of lights. But I bought, I think it was an 8-pack for like $20. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it does cost a little bit, but I mean, if you maybe do it, you know, maybe set yourself up or something, you know, it's going to cost you a few bucks up front, but it's saving you in the long run, because it says that the bulb only costs like a buck a year or something crazy like that. So, I mean, you really think about it, that's really not that much money that's being spent.
No, it really isn't.
Yeah.
And so it's great. It's easy. It's mm-hmm. not a problem to go ahead and do it. And so that's all awesome. And the next thing that is a mistake that you're making is ignoring a leaky faucet.
Oh, that's a big one.
It is a big one, because one drop per second can waste more than 3,000 gallons a year.
Wow.
So when you think about that, you think, oh, it's just a drop here and there. But 3,000 gallons, that's a lot.
That is.
That is a lot. My pool takes, I think, 15,000 gallons. So
yeah, so imagine. That's a
exactly.
lot. Oh, my gosh.
That is a lot. The next one that is a big one as well is using the wrong air filter size. And, you know, one thing that would be good probably as a New Year's resolution is to actually have your filters changed once a month.
Yep.
And to do that. And so if you just remember on the first that I'm going to go ahead and change out my filter, you can actually order them in advance or have them in stock for the whole year if you want to. And using the wrong air filter size, that actually can cause a lot of problems with your air conditioning system.
Mm-hmm.
And so it causes expensive problems down the road. So you don't want to do that. So you want to set a reminder to change them. And generally, most people say every 30 days. So that's a really good thing to do. Another thing that costs you a lot of money is not customizing the temperature in your home. So if everybody's gone all day, then it doesn't make sense to have it completely hot or cold, depending mm-hmm. on what the temperature is. So you want to make sure that, and you can actually program them so it's going to be right where you want it to be when you come in. But a couple of degrees make a huge difference.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So
I mean, I leave mine at 80, and it drives me nuts. I mean, I walk in, and sometimes I feel like it's a sauna, and then I drop it to just 79, or even 78, and then I'm like, oh gosh, I'm really cold.
Yeah, 80's a little hot for me, but because you know, when you go into houses that are on the market that have them at 80 in the heat of the summer, when you first walk in there, you're like, oh, this feels great.
Yeah.
And when you're there about 5 minutes,
you're like peeling. You're like ready to start taking everything off.
And you are. And yeah. When they're walking around and looking at your house, that's just like too hot to have it. Yeah. If you want to get it sold. It, like you said, if it was even at 78, it's a huge difference. And people feel that huge difference, and it probably makes a difference in whether you're selling it or not selling mm-hmm. it. So that's a tip for you. If you're selling your house, keep it at 78. Don't go to 80, even if it's vacant. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the News Talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you just call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And another one is not adjusting the vents properly. And I think this needs to really be done twice a year, where you're adjusting them one way for the winter and one way for mm-hmm. the summer. And there might be some rooms that you don't use all the time. So maybe you want the vents semi-closed.
Yeah.
So that it keeps it that way, or you've got guest rooms that you might want to do that on. But basically making sure that they're proper so that your whole house can be consistent. I know that sometimes one of the rooms that's the furthest from the air conditioner can be the hottest during the summer and the coolest in the winter. And it's basically because you don't have the vents done properly. So that's something that definitely is something that you can take care of. Another one that is on our list here is overwatering the lawn. And even in Florida, even we have our sprinkler systems going throughout the year. Usually mm-hmm. we definitely are down to one time a week at this time of the year. But a lot of times you can do it early in the morning, and basically you want to make sure that you don't want to make sure that you see what you're actually watering. And that's something that's really important. I mean, I've had it happen in the last year where I noticed that one of the spouts was broken mm-hmm. and it goes off at like 4 a.m. And if I hadn't gone out there and checked it, I mean, I would have probably never found it.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to go out there and check them every once in a while to make sure that that's what's going on. And that adds to a hefty water bill when that's going on as well. Another one is that if your water heater temperature is set too high, and that's usually you're heating the water 24/7, you're probably only using it if you're at work and that kind of thing during the day, that maybe you're working using your hot water probably in the neighborhood of 4 to 5 hours a day on mm-hmm. a good day. And so as a result of that, when you've got it too high, you're just kind of throwing it out the window when you do that. The next one on our list is leaky windows and doors, that they're a great place for you to lose the heat or cold, depending on whatever you want to keep in. And so just putting another piece of weather stripping on them makes mm-hmm. a big difference when it comes to that. Another one says paying a handyman. Don't pay a handyman for a job that's simple enough to do yourself, which I'm all for paying handyman. So I don't know if I agree with that one. And then the last one on there is ignoring curled shingles. I know a lot of you out there have new roofs or relatively new roofs.
Yeah, from the last couple of storms.
Last couple of storms and everything. But the curled shingles definitely lead to bigger problems. So one of the things that when you're looking at your roof, you can see if it starts waving or curling or any of those things are signs mm-hmm. that there's things that are going wrong. So you just definitely want to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And everything. And I know that when I've been to where I grew up in Iowa, there are a lot of curled shingled roofs there. I mean, it's like I don't see the curled shingled roofs here that I see there.
Over there. Wow.
It is amazing. I mean, they are like literally curled like in almost a complete circle.
Wow.
It's crazy on some of them. Obviously, those houses need a lot of work. And I look at them, I'm like, oh, wow, they're in trouble. But, you know, I don't live there all the time. I just go there and visit every once in a while. So basically, those are a bunch of things that are going to help you in keeping your house in shape. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And at Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it, to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And one of the things that I thought was interesting, if we look at the difference in interest rates, because the cost of buying a home today versus a year from now mm-hmm. is always something to look at and to know and to consider. And actually, if you're considering selling, you need to know this too, because if you're looking at selling and the price of your house goes outside of what people can afford, then that makes it a little bit more difficult for them to purchase and everything as well. So one of the things that I'm looking at here is that when you're looking at the purchase of a $250,000 home that you would put 20% down on, and so $200,000 would be your mortgage amount. Now, if you're a first-time buyer, you still could have that $200,000 mortgage rate and that kind of thing too, but you might not have as big of a house because you can put as little as 3 or 3.5% down if you're a first-time buyer. So if we're looking at a 4.83 interest rate, your monthly payment for a $200,000 loan is $1,053. If the interest rate was at 5.83%, then your mortgage payment would be $1,177.
That's a big difference.
So that's $124 per month by just one increase in the interest rate, 1%. And so that annual payment goes from $12,636 to $14,124. And the annual income required for to do that is $45,000 to get a $200,000 loan at 4.83%. And it's $50,443. So it's a difference of $5,000 more in income that you need to have in order to qualify to get that at that 5.83%. And the total interest paid over 30-year mortgage on the 4.83 is $179,000. And on the 5.83, it's $223,000. So it's a $44,773 difference.
Wow.
So that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to it, and I know that when we're talking about numbers like that, and you're thinking, okay, well, I didn't get any of that because we're talking about it and I'm looking at a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But basically,
or you haven't had enough coffee.
That's right. So basically, what it comes down to is that just one point of difference on the interest rate at a $200,000 loan is going to cost $124 more per month. So when you're looking at it, and that's one of the things that I think that when we're talking about it, that's why we say that why wait when the time is right, go ahead and do it now. And the interest rates are definitely right around that 4.8, sometimes that 4.5. So, it just is kind of going around. So you definitely want to look at it and know exactly what you can do. But just knowing that if you're a husband and wife and you have a household income of $45,000, basically, your payment's going to be $1,053 towards the mortgage, and that's on a $200,000 loan, 30-year fixed. So it's not going to be too bad. And then, like we say, that the apartment cost out there is about $1,400, so then you've got taxes and insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So when you add that on there, then you're definitely right around about the same amount as what you would get for a two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, and there's some of those definitely out there that are in great areas that you would mm-hmm. want to get that are a great first-time buyer property. And so it's a good option for mm-hmm. people. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So basically, as we're winding up 2018, it's been a great year for real estate in Central Florida, and there's been a lot of good things that have happened for a lot of people, because I think that owning a home is an awesome thing for everybody to do. I highly recommend it.
Exactly.
I bought my first house when I was 25 and have been a homeowner ever since. And basically, it kept everything always very consistent. So I knew exactly what my payment was going to be. It was building equity in the home, mm-hmm. even if I didn't save anything else. I mean, obviously, you want to save more money than that, but it's a way to build wealth. And if you want to invest in real estate, it's another great way to build wealth too, because if you get somebody else paying that payment for you, like we were just talking about, that if you had somebody that paid you got a $200,000 house and you got $1,400 rent, which you'd probably get more than that for a house. But if you were just getting $1,400, you would have all your payments paid for it, and it would be paying down a loan.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't have that much outgrow. I mean, that's where it really makes sense when people become investors in real estate. And I remember I heard a wise person talk about a long time ago that they said that one of the things that they did to build their portfolio is that they bought a house a year.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
And for 20 years, and then they had 20 houses. And then when it came time for them to retire, then what they did is that they sold a house a year.
There you go.
And so then they had extra income because those houses had been sold out, or say you did it for 30 years, obviously would be better. So your mortgage was completely paid off. The house had appreciated in value. And then you had that monthly income coming in that you could keep that because you had the renter. Or the other side of the coin is that what you could have is that you could sell it and have plenty of money to live on.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on what you want to do and what your goals are and everything. And I was working with a gentleman a couple of weeks ago, and we were at the closing table, and he had lived in his house for quite some time. So he had it paid off, and he was getting the full amount in equity. And he was so excited because he was moving on to a different place. He was going into an assisted living place, but he was excited because he was going to get a new camera.
There you go.
And spend the money on that. And so he had, you know, practiced his delayed gratification to wait for that to happen. But it was really pretty awesome to see that he had done that. And then he was going to get a new car too. And it was just that he had been very good steward with his money. And so with his house that he had lived in all those years, he actually had now use that to leverage himself to go into the next phase of his life of what he wants to do, which is what the whole purpose of it is.
Yeah.
And one of the things that as realtors we have to do is we have to do an ethics training every 2 years, which of course it's up December 31st. And so everybody's doing it at the last minute. But one of the things that it talks about in there is that the common good of the country is when more people own real estate.
Yeah.
So it's not just every big corporation that owns all the real estate in the country. The best thing for the country is when individual people own the real estate. And so we're all about making that happen. And we'd like to help anybody who wants to in 2019, obviously. And when we're looking ahead, I think that everything looks really good. As I said, I believe it's going to be January 19th that we're going to be doing actually a home buying seminar. And we'll talk more about that next week and how you can sign up and come and everything like that. And we'd be happy to meet all of you guys. It would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And everything to get to know you, like you hear us every week and everything. And I'm just looking forward to a great 2019. I think it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, me too. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Just keep on going up.
That's right. So happy new year, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at Central Florida Real Estate Radio.com, and we'll see you next year.
Hey, have a great one.